Conservatives blast Reno, Utah governor after he vowed to veto transgender sports ban. By Hannah Blow on March 7, 2022. Conservative voters are angry after Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox vowed to veto a measure which would prevent transgender girls, biological boys, from participating on women's sports teams. Specifically, the legislation prohibits a student of the male sex from competing against another school on a team designated for female students. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., signed a similar bill last month, preventing transgender girls from participating on sports teams that correspond with their female gender identity, as they are still biological males. "We will ensure that we have fairness and a level playing field for female athletes here in the state of South Dakota, at the K-12 level and at the university level," she said at the time. However, Cox is taking an entirely different approach, vowing to veto the pro-women legislation. "We care deeply about Utah's female athletes and our LGBTQ+ community," he said in a Facebook post Saturday. "To those hurting tonight, it's going to be okay. We're going to help you get through this. Please reach out if you need help. Safe_UT is free and provides immediate and confidential counseling," he added. His post drew much negative attention, as some accused Cox of again showing his rhino policies. "What a shame. A fake GOP for diminishing fairness in women's sports," one user wrote. "You do not speak for all of us in the LGBT community," another said. "Biological men competing in women's sport is a disgrace. I thought you stood up for women's rights? So you are helping transgender women, by throwing biological women under the bus? So ashamed of my state with you as the Reno governor. The sooner that you and Mittens Romney are out of office and doing lunch together, the better Utah will be," another exclaimed. "Shame on you, Governor Cox. You are sacrificing female athletes on the altars of political correctness and potential monetary gain," another said. Other comments include, "Gov Cox is wrong on this one. Truth and reality dictate this issue. Read the bill. It's common sense. Of course we should treat all athletes with dignity, but boys compete against boys and girls against girls. This bill should be passed. Our girls' athletics should not be marginalized by males who have chosen to change a biological trait. If they choose to transition, they choose to vacate athletics in their chosen gender." Another liberal governor who hates women and doesn't care about their sports. "Sorry, I voted for women-hating Cox for governor. You can bet my family will be voting against him if he runs for re-election. So if my daughter gets hurt playing against a male athlete, are you going to pay her medical bills? Asking for most of us." Meanwhile, other states have taken even more forceful action against the left's radical transgender agenda. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, for instance, has instructed state agencies to investigate instances of transgender procedures being performed on children, as an opinion by the Office of the Attorney General, OAG, determined that a number of so-called sex change procedures constitute child abuse under existing Texas law, a move President Biden has described as cynical and dangerous.